There I saw again, but not yet pressed and dried like the Nautilus's specimens, some peacock tails spread open like fans to stir up a cooling breeze, scarlet rose tangle, sea tangled stretching out their young and edible shoots, twisting strings of kelp from the genus Nereocytus that bloomed to a height of 15 meters, bouquets of mermaid cups whose stems grew wider at the top, and a number of other open sea plants, all without flowers. It's an odd anomaly in this bizarre element, as one witty naturalist put it. The animal kingdom blossoms, and the vegetable kingdom doesn't. These various types of shrubbery were as big as trees in the temperate zones. In the damp shade between them, there were clustered actual bushes of moving flowers, hedges of zoophytes in which there grew stony coral striped with twisting furrows, yellowish sea anemone from the genus Caryophyllia with translucent tentacles, plus anemone with grassy tufts from the genus Zoantharia. And to complete the illusion, minnows flitted from branch to branch like a swarm of hummingbirds, while there rose underfoot like a covey of snipe, yellowfish from the genus Lepisocanthus, with bristling jaws and sharp scales, flying gurnards, and pinecone fish.